wildfires.
All right. From beards to bears, I love this Thursday. Welcome, Tom and Kathy, in our Thursday edition of the Morning Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. I don't think our bears have 17 and a half feet of hair anywhere.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. That is an amazing story. I want to thank her for that. And Tom Schmaltz, you got a cough that I'm not liking.
Oh, I'm just peachy.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, you better be. I'll tell you what. So, again, we're talking. Let's talk Giving Hearts Day. Let's start there.
Okay.
That people can contribute, people can donate to that, and they can do that right now.
They can do that, and they can do that, and we're excited about that, the big day being the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
We will be at Hughes Shelter with altogether 11 agencies, I believe.
Nice.
Don't forget to come between 10 and 2 because we'll be doing soups, homemade soups.
Loving
and,
that.
And bars, and come participate in that. And stop by. And, you know, people say, well, you know, I wanted to give to so-and-so, and they're all going to be there. And it's like, stop by each booth and say hello.
Yeah.
We'd love to visit with people as much as anything.
You're all doing amazing things for our community.
And so. You also want to get our word out, what we do with each of these agencies. So, you know, stop on in. Don't feel obligated. Just come on over because it's Giving Hearts. We want to meet your heart and your soul and you people who come in because you care about the community.
Well, the zoo is a place with a lot of heart and soul. Okay, I can echo that.
Oh, absolutely. So it's, you know, how lucky we are to be there every day. And not just with those beautiful animals, but our wonderful staff give of their hearts every single day.
Right.
Through all kinds of weather.
How jacked up are you guys for the 2025 season? I'm looking ahead through everything. I'm ignoring the groundhog. I'm ignoring the Super Bowl. Valentine's Day. I'm looking forward to the zoo opener.
Yeah, groundhogs are known to lie constantly.
Well, that one, I'll tell you what, one is.
Let's back up, though, because those are not things that are not part of what we do.
They are, but you know, you got that one animal that's a liar. It's the groundhog.
Right. Well, and every year he sees his shadow, so I'm banking on that for Sunday. So we'll see. I think Tal's more accurate with all of his predictions.
Well, we're doing groundhog, remember. We do groundhog predictions at the zoo, we do it on Groundhog Day. So on Sunday, tune into our Facebook and see what's going on.
Kathy's going to see his shadow. He does every year. I mean, the odds are always good.
But let's urge people to go to our Facebook anyway.
please do that. Please
you don't
do
know
that.
What.
Yeah.
Knowing we don't have a groundhog, look on Facebook to see what we're going to
have
for you.
Well, one actually snuck into the zoo while I was down painting the snow leopards. And I kind of looked over and I went, wow. So I told Tom about it. He goes, well, here we go again. They have a tendency to do that.
Well, they like to come over and see the free food.
Why not? There is a lot of free food there.
Who wouldn't go there? It's free food.
Absolutely.
You know, this year for 2025, it's going to be a great zoo season like it is every year. But I think what people don't realize is how much the zoo does for the community. We have had people that, unfortunately, travelers, their vehicle would break down. We give them free camping at the campground.
Wow.
We let them come into the zoo and carousel. You know, it's part of the Giving Hearts. We're always trying to make people have a special day. You talk to any of the staff when you come to the zoo, and it's uplifting is what I would have to say on it. And we're always trying to make things better for people. Just on the average person walking in the zoo. We want them smiling when they leave.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things, and we've rarely talked about this, in it's kind of in your mission for what you do, is hospitality down there. I don't know anybody that walks into that zoo that doesn't walk out going, geez, I feel 100% better. And you see it. I mean, physically, you can see it on their faces. And again, the hospitality, you, Tom, your staff, the keepers, everybody down there. so willing to share what they do and share that education and information.
It's what it's not just like part of our job. It's the best part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best part is talking to the public and connecting them with the animals, connecting them with nature in all different ways. Yesterday, Mrs. King, Shannon King's biology class came down for their assignment. Remember our poster sign project?
Yes, yeah.
So those students came down. Some of them haven't been to the zoo before. They don't live here. And they walk into the Nature Center, and they're all pumped up. They came in, and sometimes you get students come in going, we want to be here, but, you know, it's a class. And then they get excited. These college students came in, and they were like, we're at the zoo! Mm-hmm. And it was so fun, and it was just a joy to meet with them because they were all excited about this project, and that's where our posters and signs come from.
Well, and I got to tell you something, too, and this is true. This is fact. This isn't just blue sky. I played in bands for, like, years. I've been all over, like, 5 states, okay? Everywhere I'd go, if the conversation ever turned to where are you from, I'd say Wapton, and the first thing people would say is Chinkabazoo.
Yeah.
You don't know how many times that happened, you know, outside of the city limits. It was incredible. So, again, speaks to what we got there. And, again, hospitality.
Hospitality. I had coffee with Roger Jensen this week, and, you know, we look at Roger as not only, you know, park and zoo, but not only our historian. I don't know if he knows, if he likes if I say that, but the truth is he's been around doing projects with people before us, way before us, and then we came on board.
Sage is the word I think of when it comes to Roger.
Yeah. That's a great word.
I got that at your Christmas party while he was telling stories. It said you have more wisdom, you know, in your little finger. Anyway, continue.
Yes, it is actually true. And then going back to Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That happens on the 5th. We won't be making our Super Bowl prediction. Tal will be making the Super Bowl prediction. And I think Ariana does the football art, and it's so nice with the logos on it. And I'm getting a little tired of doing the Chiefs.
I bet. It's not even a challenge
anymore.
You know,
why aren't we taking these balls back from him
right.
and reusing them? And the truth is, you know, that's his enrichment. He loves to destroy the football.
He loves, yeah. He does love that. So, good times.
So it's absolutely good times. I referred to, because the week's been so pleasant and weather-wise, mm-hmm. I've been referring to this as spring is here, everybody. You know, I accidentally say things about spring, and it's like it's still January.
I know, but you're like me. You're jumping the gun because I'm thinking zoo opener already, and it's like you got a lot of stuff between.
We got a lot of stuff between, and there's never a bad day to schedule somebody to come through the zoo unless it's, of course, it's blizzard or an ice storm or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll take groups, and we've had quite a few, and not just the colleges doing some labs down there, which is really fun, but schools can come now too, and if you got a, you know, you want to plan something for a group, just call mm-hmm. us because we're there every day.
Well, and you guys got to take and Tom, I'm gonna throw this one to you. You got to take a bow too on your community outreach. I mean, retirement homes, schools, places you go. You guys are constantly on the move. It's not like, you know, you kind of close up and nobody hears about the zoo.
Right. And it's to see the look on people's face when you can walk into a retirement home, you walk into a school, and you bring a cooler, and they go, what's in the cooler? Well, it's not a rhino or a tiger, but, you know, it's not just about the animals. It's being able to connect with them and talk to them. Retirement homes, it's to get the people to tell stories about when they were kids or took their kids to the zoo. It's just a place for everybody to come and feel special.
Do you get a lot of that when you take them to, like, retirement homes, people saying, you know, I used to go to the zoo constantly?
Yes.
You
yes,
do.
We do.
I love
yes,
hearing
we do.
That.
And I remember when, and I remember, they remember the names of the cougars back in the days
wow.
as well. And the also part that Tom just mentioned, too, like if we went and did do a Groundhog Day presentation, we'd urge them to tell stories about, you know, groundhogs on the farm, which nobody wanted groundhogs in their building.
Exactly.
And people will, I just, you know, I say this every time, and it's absolute truth. Is we've become so friends with so many because they're endearing to us, and it just makes your day when you can visit with wonderful people, whatever, from infants through all the ages. We just it's our mission.
Connection, hospitality, mm-hmm. you got that all going on.
We're lucky. We're lucky folks.
And Giving Hearts, folks, you can donate to the zoo right now. You don't have to wait. In fact, yeah, you got to get in things early, right?
So.
Okay.
We got our pre-match.
All right. Good.
We got our pre-match. Thanks to some wonderful people in the community. including the Red River Area Sportsman's Club did that. Also a shout out, this is not part of Giving, that's part of Giving Hearts. Another donation came in from the Wahpeton Buffalo Club the other day. Very nice to be looking at our Facebook for that. What a great group of people, and they actually haven't done their on-site fundraiser for years. They sell raffle tickets, and they're able to give us, you know, a couple thousand to $3,000 every year through the years, every single year. And this year they presented us with a check for $7,500
for operating
because we need operation money. You know, again, conservation doesn't take a holiday or a seasonal.
That's true.
We have to operate, and it's expensive, and we just really appreciate them knowing our mission through the years, the ages.
Tom and Kathy, pleasure to have you in here always on Thursdays.
Thank you.
Morning Zoo here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base.